I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Some may call you ratcatchers, others mercenaries, but we prefer the term adventurers. And at the Grey Hill Free Company, we believe in one thing above all: adventurers together strong. Many have gone on to do some great things under our name, not all of them good, but great things nevertheless. Hopefully you'll soon join their ranks. So gather round and let us regale you with one of the many stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.
Oof. 1 hour later, you return.
I dust myself off, dust off my knees, and we'll... Are we swimming over, or are we going to walk around the sides? It's hard to introduce yourselves from the water. It's embarrassing.
That's true. It is embarrassing. Yeah. Okay, let's walk.
Yeah, we'll walk around the sides.
As you walk around the sides, you hear a voice... Well, you know who it is. You hear the beholder creature calling out, "Well, well, well, who do we have here?"
Why is that his voice? That I'd like to know.
"Greetings from the font of magic itself."
Yeah, yeah. How you doing?
More peasants to be added to my church.
Yeah. No, we're just passing through. You got somebody that we've been looking for. A little girl named Siobhan. Her parents are very worried about her. And we were just hoping, you know, if we could take her back with us. And then we'll leave you to whatever freaky-deaky church you got going on here. That's no business of ours.
Siobhan. He begins moving in among the wooden cages. Now that you're walking closer, you can see some of them are filled with kobolds. Some have other goblins in them. Some have drow and those strange dwarves that you saw before. But sure enough, one of them has a little halfling girl who you can only assume is your objective. She looks scared and alone. She's kind of like shivering up one end of the cage. And as the creature moves towards her, she kind of like recoils and moves away in the cage.
"Well, I don't think I have anyone like that. But maybe I could look if you brought me two people. One to replace her and one to add to my collecting tooth."
You got a name?
"My name," he says. "Well, my name is Dagre."
"Dagre, do you mind if I smoke in here?"
"Actually, I do."
"Well, I sound like a cigarette."
"Well, that's very rude of you."
"Thing is that you actually do have somebody that meets that description. That's her. And we're actually not going to leave without her. So, you know."
"So, you know."
"Yeah. Yeah."
"All right, then." "My little peons." All the Kowatoa stand up and look at you. "It's time to fight."
"All right."
"Behold the might of magic of the arcane."
tried to talk my way into this one. Kind of lost theme. Realized it probably wasn't going to happen.
Look, I mean, if we wanted to leave two people who weren't us, we really should have kept Earth Star alive.
Now, that would have been clever. And you know, he'd have loved to have a fungus man and a flump. He'd have been so happy.
He doesn't got any of them in his collection.
Yeah.
"You are such awful people."
got a job to do.
Yeah, exactly. There's one thing we believe in, that's completing the job, all right? Everything else is superfluous.
It's Dagra's turn first. They level one of their eye stalks at you and fire at, let's call it 50 chickens.
Oh,
since
damn.
You were pissing them off. 50 chickens.
Yeah.
You freeze in place. It feels like your muscles have just stopped responding to you.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Can I just say uh-oh?
Then he fires a second one at Mathematics.
Hmm. Hmm.
Okay, Mathematics, you, as the light bathes you, you feel, you feel like you're going to be sick, and uh-oh. Then you are sick, and nothing else happens.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, that's good. Just a little spew's
yeah.
all right.
Yeah.
Mathematics, it's your turn.
Okay, it's my turn. It's my turn. I'm going to, I'm gonna target as many of the Kuotoa as I can with magic missile.
Okay.
That's where we're going to start.
Your first magic missile brings down a Kuotoa, so there's seven left. Your second magic missile, all right, they're pretty weak. You bring down three Kuotoa, you've got five left. And then it is 50 chickens.
Oh, and then I'm going to, if there's any cover within my movement speed, I'll move there.
All right, you duck down behind a rock. There's like heaps of rocky bits poking out here and there.
Adam, what's on the roof?
Stalactites?
No.
Oh, I don't like where this is going.
No Clocusts?
Well, you can move again, but at the end of your turn.
Yeah, okay.
Are there any Clocusts on the roof?
Yeah.
You know what? Highs or lows?
Lows.
You don't spot any Clocusts on the roof, alas.
Damn it. To be able to drop one on this guy would rule.
You do spot several, like, stalactites.
Are they hanging over him?
Yeah, no, there would be one hanging over him, absolutely. Unfortunately, your turn is unfortunately just recovering
from being
paralyzed.
Yeah, that's all good,
It's the Kuotoa's turn. The five remainder, splashing through the water, reach you. And three are going to attack 50. Without any armor, two of them score hits on you. One of them stabs you with a spear. Dealing
Ooh.
9 points of damage. Wow, that's a popular Uh-oh. Number. Another one throws a net over you. You've just got a net over you. And then the other two come around either side of your cover, Mathematics. Luckily, the one that had to go the furthest way around spends his entire turn moving. The other one tries to throw a net. They miss. All right.
Okay.
It's Dagra's turn again. They fire a light. They fired two lights at their good friend, 50 Chickens.
Damn it.
50 Chickens.
Me and my big mouth.
Make one saving throw. You pass two saving throws.
Whew.
You vomit as well. You are bathed in light. You're not 100% sure if it's the light just like flashing in your face or magic that causes one to vomit.
Yeah, okay.
It's Mathematics' turn.
Okay. Mathematics, just because in this adventuring company, we're a really well-oiled machine. Yeah. Just before the net was thrown over 50 chickens,
yeah. Yes.
I saw him looking at the stalactite.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I see, there's a stalactite. So, okay. Would you say it's within 60 feet of me?
It is, yes.
I would love to cast Shatter.
Yes.
Just at the base of the stalactite, you know?
All right. So, the stalactite fails its saving throw, and surprise, you did really well. It's a giant dark mantle.
Yes!
It lets go and lands on Dagra, who turned out the light. 50 chickens, it's your turn. Dagra and a dark mantle are fighting. You can see the dark mantle's kind of like wrapped around Dagra, draped over him like a cloak, and you can see his eye stalks, boom. Boom, boom. Trying to like punch their way out. What do you do, 50 chickens?
I would like to use telekinetic movement to move myself from the side of the lake to the rocky outcrop.
You zoom 30 feet forwards. Where did you want to go, sorry?
Like just kind of in front of Dagra as he's tangled yeah, with the right. dark mantle. And I'd like you to, as that. I appear on the other side of the rocky outcrop, be lighting a cigarette and be like,
My wife, you know, she's always talking about these kind of creatures that love to collect things, you know. Dragons, your beholders, such as yourself.
And 6 seconds.
That's as much as I'll get out at that.
All right, it's the Koatoa's turn. The Koatoa turn around and charge you down. 50 chickens.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm too cocky.
You really are. But that's a miss. A miss and a hit. You are speared again for another 7 points of damage.
God damn.
I forgot that you teleport out of the... You move out of the fucking net doing... Oh, wait. Do you move out of the net?
I don't know.
I guess you would just drag it with you. You're
I'm not teleporting. I'm just shifting my body physically, so...
The two Koatoa attack at mathematics as well. Fucking hell, you are so lucky. They both miss. And it's Dagra's turn again. Dagra fires eye rays into the dark mantle. The dark mantle vomits. Vomit sick goes all out from the bottom of the dark mantle. This was a bad idea. And mathematics, it's your turn.
Okay, well, I'm gonna magic missile some more Kuotoa. Pew pew.
And yeah, they're pretty weak. Who do you wanna start with? The ones near you?
Yeah, I probably want to start with the ones near me. My apologies to 50 chickens.
Hey, that's fair. I'll be right.
You poof, poof, fire at the one in front of you, the one behind you, taking both of them out, and then one more at one of the ones fighting 50 chickens, also taking one of them out, leaving two left.
What do you imagine your magic missiles look like, though? Because I always like to imagine everybody's look different.
I like to imagine, you know, Needlers from Halo?
Yes! That's sick as hell. Fuck yes. Little needle of magic missile.
Fire enough into one person, they explode.
Exactly.
That's cool.
50 chickens, what would you like to do?
Still
in a net.
How does Dagra look? Is he kind of slowing down in that dark mantle?
He can't tell. He's covered in dark mantle.
Yeah, that's fair. Because now I'm in a situation where if I attack Dagra, I'm also going to be attacking the dark mantle, which is attacking Dagra. So it's complicated. I guess I'll turn around and I will swing my sword, my great sword, at one of the kobolds that was attacking me.
All right. You will be attacking with disadvantage because you're covered in net.
I'm covered in a net. Yeah, that is fair. Yeah, all right.
You still hit the Koatoa. You cut them down. Your minimum damage would be enough.
Hell yeah.
You kill another Koatoa. It is the Koatoa's turn. That final Koatoa, that's fighting to the death.
Good on. Yeah, they love this.
The proper fanatic.
Yeah.
Yeah. It spears you, presumably, one final time.
I'll use my psionic power, protective field. Mm-hmm. So it reduces the damage by 1d6 plus 2.
The spear gets caught in psionic energies, and it actually is just, like, driven away from you. You take no damage.
These collecting types, you know. But the problem with collecting like they do is that eventually somebody's going to come looking for the thing that's collected, which, gesture to me in mathematics, is the two of us here today.
You're just lecturing him while he's being attacked by a dark mantle.
The top of the dark mantle explodes and then it falls all around Dagra. Dagra turns to you. That was a very naughty trick that you just pulled.
That wasn't me. That was mathematics.
No, that was addressed to mathematics.
Oh, right, oops. Right.
I wasn't talking to you.
My bad.
All right, mathematics, it is your turn.
Fate has called your final day.
What am I going to do? It's an
excellent
question.
By the way, Dagra is, in a word, bloodied.
Fabulous.
Oh, excellent. I feel like I'm gonna run up a little bit closer now.
Mm-hmm.
If I can get within... yeah, I mean, if I can get within 15 feet, I would love to cast Burning Hands. I don't know if there's a way that I can stand that the cone, like... catches the edge of the last fish boy at the same time.
The other fish boy would be on the other side of Dagra, so unfortunately, I don't think so, because you'd need to aim up.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
No worries, no worries, no worries. I'll just hit the one with the eyes.
Dagra passes their saving throw, hot, taking half damage, I believe, which will be 5 points.
Hell yeah.
Then, after being bathed in flames, why, what? That's mean. 50 chickens, it's your turn.
How is he looking? Is he looking close to death?
He's bloody. That's all I'll give you.
Okay. All right, I'll be like, hey, look, maybe we'll leave you to it. And then I'd like to walk around and then I'd like to be like, One more thing. And then I'll turn around and stab him with my greatsword.
Fuck you.
I hate
that this is going to work.
And I'll use my my big boy sword power, psionic strike on top of it.
You stab up into Dagre, and when you say one more thing, Dagre turns around. Well, you were, and then you stab, because he turned around, you stab him in the eye. Dagre, why? I didn't do anything to deserve this.
I don't know about that.
You deal
a lot of cages.
You deal 20 points of damage.
Hell yeah.
Dagre hits the ground. Why?
I'll pull the sword out of his eye.
We're out of initiative.
How many people are in cages? What are we talking here?
About 12.
Gonna be a lot of people.
Can I
to
just
get back
like
across.
Thunderclap that last fish boy?
Oh yeah, I forgot there was a fish man still.
Just
does the fish change who it's worshiping now that its Koa-Towa, god is dead? Adam, come on.
Yeah, no, actually, when Dagre dies, the Koa-Towa drops their spear and runs. You can still do it as they're retreating.
You work for us now.
Welcome to the Grey Hill Free Company, buddy.
Do you actually call that out?
Yeah. Why not?
The Koa-Towa stops, turns around, points to themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, you. Yeah.
They're always
they
looking
like
for new recruits.
Slowly, tentatively come back.
What the Grey Hill Free Company prioritizes or rewards is true devotion. And I don't think anybody's got quite as much devotion as a Koa-Towa fish food person
with
like
its,
yourself.
With its mouth slightly open, it begins nodding.
Yeah. Yeah. You got a name there, champ?
It shakes its head.
We'll figure that out later anyway.
We'll give help, you a name.
Yeah, exactly. help us get these people out of cages.
How do you feel about Earthstar?
You can't. You're not allowed. Oh, my God. All right. You managed to... There's no actual locks on cages. Mm. They're just bound shut. You managed to free all the people. They are supremely grateful. They have nothing to give you, but they do thank you as they run away. When you get to Siobhan's cage, she stands up and wanders over to you kind of curiously.
Hey, we know your dad. He had us looking for you. Do you still have any of the crocheted things?
I still have the one Wiedenhaus.
Ah, yeah.
We saw your crochet. Very nice, very nice crocheting of your friends, and tracked you down here. We're here to bring you home.
Thank you, she says. Thank you. I was scared.
Yeah, think nothing of it.
Yeah, it was pretty scary. But legit.
How did you know it was a dark mantle?
How did I know what? Was it what?
Oh, she says.
Hey, all right. Well, let's try and get you back to the surface so we can...
Shaggy Cap and Earth Star okay?
They've gone deeper into the cave.
We only met Shaggy Cap.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, my fucking God.
We got a lot. What are we going to say? Yeah, we got Earth Star killed. Yeah. Earth Star? You mean the fish man? Yeah. He's fine.
Wait, when she meets Shaggy, he's going to tell her the truth. Wait.
Actually, no. I'm thinking about it now.
We did meet both of them.
Yeah.
And we left them both at different safe places.
Yeah.
Safe places. And that's the last we saw of them, but I'm sure that they're fine.
That's all we know. That's all we know. Maybe I'll lean into your mathematics and be like, we're going to have to go up the vines because if she sees the... Because in the dwarven...
We can't go... The body will be... Absolutely.
Kawatoa, who is also leaning in on this conversation, mouth slightly open, nods.
Yeah, you're going to make...
He gets it.
I'll give his head a little noogie. Yeah, he gets it. It's wet.
Up vines.
Yeah, up vines. Up vines. That's right. All right.
He walks over to the vines.
All right.
His name could be Gets It Up Vine.
clamber up the vines toward the
surface. No, when you get to the vines, he starts pulling on one of them and a platform connected to the vines rises out of the water.
Are you kidding me?
Very upsetting. I'm not going to lie about it.
God damn it. God damn it.
You clamber on and the Kawatoa just winches you up to the top chasm. It takes... 10 minutes, maybe?
My goodness me. Yeah, well.
And here's where we left the first of your friends, safe and sound.
Yeah, Shaggy
Cap. Shaggy Cap, who was sitting there, stands up when you arrive, as if they were expecting you. The platform can be kind of like swung a little bit so that you can safely step off without having to jump.
Here you go. It's, how do I keep forgetting this little kid's name? Siobhan and Shaggy Cap. There you go. Reunited at last.
Shaggy Cap.
What? Why did you come with one of the Kawatoa?
He's going to join the Grey Hill Free Company now.
Okay. Where's Earthstar?
He's deeper in the cavern.
We left him somewhere safe.
In a safe place. Yeah.
Shaggy Cap and Siobhan look at each other, and because you were all telepathically linked, you both know.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
They don't believe you.
But are they saying anything about it?
They're both very scared for Earthstar. And they resolve.
It's fine. It's fine. We'll just do. Come on.
I don't know how you want to deal with this, but they resolve to come back and look for Earthstar when you're done.
Yeah, they can do that. We'll be gone.
Sure, that'll be the job's done. We'll be back here doing something else, looking for, you know, fighting big rats in a sewer or something. Doesn't matter.
As far as they know, Earthstar wandered off.
You leave the sewer the way you came in, via the grates. There's two different people. By this point, there's two different custodians there. They seem very shocked that when you wander out of the grates, but they don't like stop you from
ask your supervisor about it if you got problems.
So you're just heading back straight back to Fingerbuster's place?
Yeah, we gotta get Massimo out, dude.
All right. Massimo, for some reason, the only character that you've cared about.
No, we did care about Earthstar. We had to just change tracks the minute he died.
Yeah. We don't want to be lying to this little girl.
All right. I'm letting you know you are both very aware that Shaggy Cap and Siobhan are coming back and they're going to look for Earthstar when you're done.
But do I know Earthstar's dead?
Well, you didn't. You just saw Earthstar get shot down. You don't know they're dead.
Yeah.
No, you ran before a kill was confirmed. Absolutely.
What? Oh, no. I should have used my windy day power to go get the body. Oh, no.
Well, I mean, there's plenty of other people in the Grey Hill Free Company. They can go looking for it. We'll make sure that they don't go alone, but we'll also make sure that it ain't us, you know?
Okay.
You get back to Fingerbuster's house, presumably knock on the door. Fingerbuster answers, and as soon as he sees Siobhan, he runs outside, picks her up, hugs her close, which is probably... No, he's clean now, actually. He has probably had time to get washed, and he's barely tortured Massimo at all intervening.
That's good to hear, yeah. we'll go in and untie Massimo.
Thank you
we'll
so much.
We'll also explain the situation, and maybe I'll just so that you're aware, Mr. Fingerbuster, you might want to ensure that your daughter can't go wandering in the Underdark anymore, because there's a chance that she might be looking for something. It's very dangerous down there. It's just a bad idea. That's all that you need to know about it.
So when you're telling the story, how detailed do you get on that?
I get the distinct feeling that mathematics, like, flip-flops between way too much detail about the wrong things and way too little detail about the big important things.
So when you say the wrong things, do you mean the tragic event?
The temperature, the humidity.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the gradient of the slope. Okay, but then we'll really just brush past, like, and then there were some dwarves, but don't even worry about it. But
let me tell you what's on the other side of the dwarves. That's what's cool. A lake.
All right. Beautiful. Okay, well, Fingerbuster is so happy to just have Siobhan back that he's not even upset that she ran off and that she's been in the grates. And obviously very dangerous place for a kid to hang out. He's just so happy. When you tell him, when you're like, watch out, she might be going back, by this point, she's kind of like gone back up to her room because Fingerbuster doesn't want her to see what happened in the kitchen. Mm. So Fingerbuster's like, yeah, of course. I'll make sure she doesn't get out again. I don't even know how she could have gotten out, how she climbed down and whatnot. But I'll figure it out. Maybe I'll lock the window or something. But don't worry. She ain't going to the grates no more. I'll make sure of that.
And, you torturing Massimo, is that going to have any consequences within the various families?
No one hates me who doesn't already hate me.
All right, okay. We'll take it as long as that's your confirmation. Well, it's
family business.
Yeah, exactly. Ain't none of our business. Certainly.
Yeah, you're right. That ain't no business for an adventurer. That's business for family. Yeah.
Well, we will get our reward from the free company, not this guy.
Yeah, the way it works is he pays the free company pays you.
What we're going to bring back to the free company is a fish man who knows how to do finger air quotes.
Yeah, we should get a bonus for bringing back this fish man. engage Fingerbuster in a hearty handshake. Been a pleasure doing business with you. You enjoy the rest of your day.
Fingerbuster returns the handshake with gusto and says, yeah, cheers, mate. Cheers. All right. Well, I'll walk you out.
Appreciate it.
He walks you to the front door, closes it behind him, and he says, you've already freed Massimo at this point, haven't
you? I assumed so, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Massimo scurries out and is long gone.
Imagine he fled, yeah.
In that case, yeah, he walks you out, but he closes the door on you. He doesn't have anything else to say. He doesn't have to discuss Massimo. You took care of that for him.
Yeah. What time is it?
It's nighttime. It'd be like maybe 10 p.m.
We deserve a bite to eat, I say.
Starving. Famished.
You head off to one of Jaren's outposts, most delectable street vendors. And with that, we'll leave you. Dale, please, if people wanted to find more of you, where would they do that?
Oh my gosh, I forgot that this was a thing. Hi, I'm Dale Kingsmill. You can find me on the internet at such places as Monarch's Factory on YouTube and the Eldritch Lorecast, a podcast where a bunch of game designers try to talk about D&D news but end up talking about game design because we're geeks.
Of course, natural.
Well, thank you for listening to one of the many stories of the Grey Hill Free Company. We hope this tale imbued you with as much pride and respect for your fellow adventurer as it did me. Until next time, we hope you enjoyed these further adventures of Greyhill Free Company.